Results are in for special election primaries. Republican State Representative Andre Jacques of DePere will advance to the general election June 12th to face Democrat Caleb Frostman for a Senate seat in the Green Bay area. In a race for a state assembly district north of Madison, Republican John Plummer of Lodi will take on Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd. Republicans have held both seats for years, but recent special elections seem to be turning the tide in favor of Democrats, both in Wisconsin as well as across the country. Governor Walker wanted to delay the special elections until later this year. However, a court ordered him to get them on the calendar. This after a group led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder sued. In April, Walker even warned of a blue wave that he feared would wash over Wisconsin in 2018. To ask what these races could look like heading into June, WUWM's Marty Michelson asked UW-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee.
Well, here's a good reason why democracy is so exciting, and I mean democracy with a small d, because you just never know. It's almost like the Tuesday primaries were the coming attractions for a suspense movie, because what everybody is thinking about is, what about the blue wave? In other words, will the results of the general election for these two districts indicate that there's still a blue wave? Will it indicate that the blue wave has turned into a blue tsunami? Or it's possible that, you know, the tide will be going out. I think what's probably going on right now, most interestingly, is at the Walker campaign. He's been warning Republicans that they need to take seriously the blue wave. And so I think the general election for these two races is going to be sort of like a dry run for his campaign organization. Can they finally mobilize Republicans to win Republican districts? And so this is going to be fascinating all around. Both parties are going to be throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink.
People didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the primaries, as you were indicating, but as the general elections approach in June, do you think more eyes will be on these races, especially with Governor Walker warning of a blue wave?
I think it's not just that the eyes of sort of us Wisconsinites are going to be on these special elections. I think sort of the eyes of the nation will be on it, because remember when we had the special election for state senate and then we had the election for Supreme Court? This was national news, because here it was Wisconsin that went for Trump. All of a sudden, the blue wave is real in Wisconsin. So the general election for these two districts is really going to be a major piece of news.
Speaking of national, do you think there will be a lot of money spent, and will outside groups possibly get involved?
Oh, gosh, I think this is going to be the kind of spending that's going to make our jaws drop. You know, a state senate race should be a couple $100,000, maybe. I predict it's going to be over $1 million on both sides for this one. State assembly is usually a very small expenditure. This one will probably be well over $250,000, because there's so much riding on this. It's sort of like bragging rights. It's so important for each party to get bragging rights about the results in June.